The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So there are sometimes when mindfulness is taught, the way it's presented is that we're being mindful of something, mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of listening sounds, mindfulness of thinking, mindfulness of emotions, mindfulness of the body. And that's all wonderful. It's a very, very profound way of practicing. But an important part of mindfulness is also mindfulness of mindfulness, aware of your awareness. It's kind of like asking the question of, how am I aware right now? How am I being mindful right now? So to explain a little bit why this is useful, and maybe during these rains we've had lately, I don't know if you've seen this, but I've been by rivers and creeks that have normally have had clear water, but because of the rain and the water washing off the muddy hillsides, it's bringing mud into the creek, and the creeks are full of mud, and so it's all muddy. So water, you know, will take in all kinds of things that are poured into it. So if you pour red dye into water, the water turns red. If it's green dye, it becomes green. If it's mud, it's muddy. All kinds of things like that. So recently I saw a river that was white. It was the parts of it, because there's all these white minerals that were being, or salts that were being leached off into the water, and so it was white for a while. And so our awareness also can absorb all kinds of things. And so awareness is often not just kind of clear water, but it comes along with how things are. And so if you ask the question, how am I aware? How am I attending to things? How am I tuning in? How am I paying attention? How am I being mindful? You might look back and say, oh, I'm being mindful, aware, through the lens or through the color of fear. You know, I'm so worried about everything, and I'm just kind of paying attention to everything, kind of like on alert for something. Or paying attention through desire. There's a wish for something, trying to get something. Or paying attention through the lens of I have to do this right. There's a me, and you know, there must be a right way. And I used to have the lens when I was a new practitioner was, yes, I'm practicing and being aware, but I'm doing it wrong. No matter what I did, it was always wrong. You know, so that was the way the water was being colored. There can be aversion, like, you know, there can be selectivity, like, where's the good things? How do I avoid the problems, you know? And kind of like, there can be confusion. There can be hesitation. There could be resistance. There could be over-eagerness. There could be delight at being aware. There can be all kinds of things that come along with it. So the question, how are you being aware? What is awareness like? What is it like to be aware right now? Can we start revealing this extra stuff that comes along with being aware? And a useful reference point for this exercise is that maybe awareness is like clear water. When there's nothing coming along with it, there's a clarity to it, or a simplicity to it, or so that you might want to try this morning as you do your practice the way you know how to do it. But then periodically you might ask yourself, what is it like to be aware? What's it like to be mindful right now? And see what gets revealed. And whatever gets revealed, don't be troubled by it. Don't be bothered. Don't come to grand conclusions about the nature of the universe because you happen to be afraid or happen to be angry or happy to be confused. So this is how the universe is right now. There is confusion in the universe. It just happens to be in this field of awareness, but don't take it too personally. Just see it as just Oh, this is interesting to see. So I hope you enjoy it. Thank you.